You see that the United States Soccer Federation fired a coach?
I did see that.
A lot of people seem to be very excited about this.
Yeah. I don't really follow it, so I was just like, eh.
I will watch.
Was he good? Was he a good coach?
No.
Oh, he wasn't?
According to everyone, no, not a good coach.
Callis shook his head quick.
Wow. Callis, I didn't know you had United States soccer opinions. Are you a U.S. soccer guy?
I'm not a huge fan. My friends were soccer players when I was growing up, so I know a little bit.
Well, who didn't have soccer friends? I mean, everyone plays soccer, and we still suck. That's the thing.
Right.
Let's fire the coach. We ain't won jack forever.
I'm
sure it's the coach's fault, and not the fact that we're not a soccer country.
Well, we talked about it in 2022 a little bit on the station because they had a disappointing finish in the World Cup, and the Copa America, the big tournament. It's the biggest tournament before the World Cup in 2026.
Yeah.
The U.S. is hosting. They lost in what is like the first round.
They didn't make it out of the group stage.
The group stage. Round robin, you know, second, whatever, you know, that first part. And that's the biggest tournament before the World Cup that they're going to host. Very embarrassing, pretty much.
Yeah, the reason I bring it up is because there was such an outcry to get this guy canned, and then there was such a celebration I saw on social media yesterday because this guy got canned. And I understand if you really care about something, like a lot of these United States soccer fans seemingly do, you want to strive for something more. And you've got the World Cup coming here in 2026. But it's never going to happen.
I saw he was hired to fix the team and create this new culture.
Yeah, it's just never going to happen.
You know, thrust them into better success. And
I'm just calling it like I see it. Like, it's just, we're the United States. We're going to go and we're going to kick ass in the Olympics and basketball. The women's soccer team, pretty good. The men, I don't know.
All the best athletes play other sports.
That is what it is, right?
Yeah, in every other country, you don't have football, really.
Yeah.
You know,
that's got to be what it is.
It is.
I guess Canada's playing soccer well, and they made it to the Final Four.
But think if, Tyreek Hill and, LeBron and all those guys played soccer.
You know what, man? The soccer people poo-poo that. That is what it is.
Yes.
It's 100. Athleticism, if nurtured correctly, if you grew up your whole life, and you said, I want to play baseball, you'd have a good shot of being a really, really, really good baseball player because you are a freak athlete.
Mm-hmm.
One of the best that this state has ever seen. If you wanted to play soccer and you were a goalie at 6'2",
right,
with your jumping ability and your athleticism, to me, it's pretty simple. But all the soccer people will push back. Nah, it's a coach. It's the coach's fault.
No.
And we've got more talent, I guess, than ever before. I don't know why I did this soccer segment. It's just something that caught my eye as I was walking in here.
Because you're basically saying that it's not the coach. It's because...
It's the culture.
Never have a chance.
Yeah. Now, you want to give yourself a better chance with... This is supposed to be the golden age, I guess, of United States soccer. But, I heard in Pat, Alexi Lawless or one of these analysts on Fox say all of our best players, United States, are playing overseas now for the first time ever. They're all on big clubs.
Mm-hmm.
But then they also said there would not be one starter from our team on Belgium.
Right.
So golden age maybe for us, but come on. So anyhow, I wanted to make fun of soccer fans, and I root for the team. I watch the team. I watch the Copa America stuff. I did.
Yeah, we all root for America. Root for the team. I mean, but realistically, it's I don't know. It's like
firing Derek Shelton last year.
It's like Georgetown creating a football team.
Yes. What do you expect?
You're going to lose.
Yeah. You're not going to get good players.
Right.
What's the best you can hope for? And I suppose that's what they're kind of saying is let's achieve at least the maximum, which is let's get out of a group stage in Copa America or something. But folks, it ain't going to get much better. And maybe I'm speaking out of my butt and out of ignorance, but come on now. You got to understand where we are.
Who's the best player on the United States team?
Pulisic.
Pulisic, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. He can run.
But other than that?
But again, he's not one of the best players overseas.
He ain't Messi.
Right, not even close.
He's not, what's his name, a good-looking dude.
He's not Harry Kane either. Who Harry Kane. He's the striker for England.
For England.
Is that a bad accent, Callis? Give me a British accent, if you would.
By Jove, I think you've cracked the code, Governor.
That was horrible.
By Jove.
That was horrible. I didn't say it was going to be good. He just said try.
His was 1,000 times better.
You know what? In a talent show one year, I played James Corden for an act. Like a transition act.
Can I say something without you getting mad?
Don't.
I think it's more of an appearance thing than a ability to do a British accent thing.
Did I say it was because I had a good British accent? No, it was exactly because I looked more like him.
By Jove! Do you got one? You got a British accent?
Well, you have to give me something to say, though. Like, I don't...
No,
I can't,
you know,
just,
what? I didn't get something to say, and you judged me. Say something.
I didn't get something to say.
Oh, okay.
That's not that bad.
No,
yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah. Paul Skeens on
not
the bump.
Not bad. Paul Skeens on the mound.
I think... I wanted to talk about Skeens this segment, and then I accidentally hijacked it to United States men's soccer. I think, click, 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 people turn their radios up.
Ronaldo, that's who I'm thinking of. Sorry.
Yeah, the hot guy.
Yeah.
There is something about an accent that if I had a British accent and I wore slightly better clothes and I was out at the clubs and I was single at Dewey, I'd have women all over me just because of the accent.
Yes, you would. But would you have women all over you with all what you just said in your respected country of your accent?
No. If I came from England to the United States with an accent and I had a reasonable sense of style, I would kill it. And if I went back home, I'd just fold back in and I'd be like a London Six.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's exactly right. With better teeth.
Yeah.
Because they don't do that, I don't think,
That's right.
super well over there.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
They eat fish and chips.
Yes. Yeah.